Y'all know what it is.
Y'all ready?
Turn it up.
1, 2, 3.
Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel and Holly, uncensored, from Hot 101.5.
Happy 2017.
Whoop, whoop.
It is a new year. It is Miguel and Holly Uncensored. My name is Miguel Fuller. That is Miss Holly O'Connor.
Hello.
And that is Mr. Ryan McGivney.
Hey. What's up?
That's how you're starting 2017 off, Ryan. Hello.
Okay.
You should come in more powerfully.
I need coffee.
Okay. I need to sound angry.
So we're back after being off for 2 weeks from work.
Woo!
And it was fabulous.
It was nice. Sleeping in, yes.
I was telling one of my friends that was visiting, I said, the most rested I've ever felt in my adult life was when Holly and I lost our jobs at another radio station here in Tampa Bay a few years ago, and we were out for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, after the first 2 months, I have never felt so rested, and like the bags underneath my eyes went away. I felt clear-headed.
Girl, I got pregnant. That's how rested I was.
I mean, it had all these effects. And I was thinking, you know what would be nice in America is if we had some, I don't know the logistics of how it would work.
Okay.
But if every 5 years, you got a month off.
Mm.
Like you work for five, so you have to accrue.
Wait a minute. Five years? How about every 2 years?
I don't know. I mean, because I feel like with America, they're not going to be like, okay, well, every 2 years.
No, but they're not going to do any of it. So you might as well shoot for the stars.
Five years?
I feel like realistically, every 5 years, you get to have a whole month off. Maybe it's 2 months. I don't know.
What if you just change your job every 5 years?
Yeah, you could do that.
That is true. I mean, that's...
You could do that.
Yeah, you might lose some money doing that, but...
You should get one every two years,
I'm just saying. It would be nice to just have that full time, because I feel like with Christmas, like I feel rested, but you know, usually that week of Christmas, you're going around, you're doing a lot with family, and you're not resting at all.
Right.
And then New Year's is if you go out and do anything, I mean, that's a shit show because you're going out doing this, doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, if you just have that month somewhere in the year, wherever you want, like I would probably pick like March.
Oh, March.
Just
spring
after
break!
Yeah. Like, I would just like that just a whole long month just to sit on my ass and do nothing. That would just be fabulous.
You would get rested. That's the thing. Like, I'm the same way, because mm-hmm. when it really took about 2 months and I was like, I feel like a normal human.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're off for those 2 weeks, I always think, this is what it feels like to not be tired.
Mm-hmm.
I'm totally used to it. I'm not bitching about it. I'm just stating, and I think we talked about this last podcast, that we run on a constant state of being tired.
Yeah, always.
Because of the stupid hours, but it's whatever. Mm-hmm. I love this job, so I'm going to continue to do it.
Exactly, unless you get fired. So, speaking of Christmas break, what did everyone do? Holly, what did you do?
Really, I just didn't do much. Like, I just sat around in my house, and this makes me sound like a bad parent, but I'm going to just say it anyway.
No.
So my daughter's preschool continued to go. There was no real huge breaks. Like they had off the day before and after Christmas, that kind of thing, like the mm-hmm. Monday and the Friday. But they still had school. I sent her. Because she only goes a half a day. And like that's a half a day that equals a full day of me having to entertain a toddler and my mom. You know?
And did you have to pay if she didn't go?
Yeah, we would have had to pay like a smaller fee, but we still would have had to pay something. So I'm like, go. You need the time away. I need the time alone, you know. So we did. And by the way, I didn't even take her to school in the morning.
You didn't even take her to school?
No.
Isn't that one of like the rituals that parents love to be like,
yeah.
Like especially morning show parents,
yeah.
Like whenever they either lose their job or they have time off, they're like, it was so nice to drop off Mandy at the school and see her, give her a kiss goodbye, walk off.
I picked her up for that reason.
Okay, but everyone gets to pick their kid up, like if you do morning radio, but they don't get the sensation of dropping their kid off.
I know, but I missed the first day already, so I just figured I might as well miss the other one. So my mom went ahead and dropped her off like normal, and I just like stumbled out of bed and got coffee.
I mean, it was amazing.
It was amazing. I ain't going to pretend it wasn't.
She's got, what, 13, 14 years of school in her life? So
this isn't even real school. It's preschool.
Yeah, so it's fine.
So that's what I did. I really just, and we like, you know, did stuff around the house. Like I cleaned and I put the Christmas like, well, the Christmas stuff was up. But just, I don't know, we got ready for Christmas, and I did stuff. I don't remember. I don't know what I did.
You're like, I just don't even. Ryan, what'd you do?
I went to Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Oh, nice.
You know, saw some sights, drove to Nashville, came back, did a bunch of nothing.
Yeah. No.
But I did, I tried to do like a photo or video editing at least once a day and try to just like get better and consistent at that stuff.
God, so, Ryan's so good.
I don't know. I'm trying to get more of like side jobs so I can support myself that way. Since
poor
you
Ryan.
Know how it is here.
Literally poor Ryan.
Yeah.
So one day.
That's okay. Fine.
Well, and then yeah.
How are your trips? Anything crazy happened in Chattanooga or Nashville?
Nothing too crazy.
No.
Was a nice getaway.
No crazy
though?
Stories, but yeah.
No threesomes with you and your girlfriend and anybody randomly.
What?
What? I'm just asking, girl. I'm not accusing or speculating.
Yeah, what's that app called?
What?
There is an app. It's
there's
like
an app.
Threender.
Wait, there's an app for that?
Yes.
What?
I can't even say it. It's got like three and. Ender in it. Like
I didn't even know that.
Like you can look for a guest star for your coupledom.
Really?
Or you can be the guest star.
What
looking
is it called? Three.
The number three and then the I think it's NDR maybe.
And Miguel's like, let me download that.
Girl, you don't need that in the gay world. That's just called Grindr, girl. You don't have to.
Okay.
Thrinder. Wait, here we go. Thrinder, threesome app. Sex with people just got easier. Oh wow, it's been out since 2014.
Yeah, nice. How do you not know about this?
I've never heard. Well, because in gay world, you don't need a whole other separate app.
That's like a Friday night.
Exactly. You just download Tinder. I mean, or Grindr, and you're good to go. Interesting. Well, so did you and your girlfriend download?
No,
this
we did not. We did not do that.
After all that,
We saw like an underwater in the cave waterfall, like under the in the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then like a couple waterfalls and. That's cool. And then we came back, had a couple bonfires. We burned a kitchen chair in it, and you know, just normal stuff.
Just normal white people stuff.
Yes.
We had a bonfire. Like, I've never once heard a black person say, well, we had a bonfire tonight, and we just sat around the fire.
Black folks don't do bonfires?
Absolutely not. I mean, maybe there are some. Listen, I can't speak for all black people, but the black people I have come into contact in my 31 years of life, no one has said, I went to a bonfire. Unless you're in college, and there was like one that just happened to be on campus, but it was never hosted by the black fraternities or sororities.
They said, we will grudgingly attend this, but we don't approve
of
it.
Well, my roommate got this fire pit from Walmart, so we've been trying to use it. And we went around and picked up all the Christmas trees in the neighborhood to use as firewood.
Oh, okay.
I bet it smelled amazing.
But turns out Christmas trees burn real fast. And the fire was like taller than the house at one point.
Wow. And see, that's why I don't have a real tree. Not really, but you could
use that. I know. Imagine you wrap this tree with a bunch of electric
lights
that could ignite or spark, and the tree catches fire so easily. What a great combo, right?
Seriously, that I like legitimately. Though.
I mean, but the lights, because I was reading, I don't even remember, it was one of those click hole photo albums of like stuff from past. And I think it was like the evolution of Christmas trees.
Why in the hell?
Evolution?
Do you get into these things?
When it was a tiny tadpole swimming in the primordial soup, it became a Christmas tree.
I don't know. They were just saying like.
Charlie Brown Christmas tree. No.
Then it was a real Christmas tree. No, but they was just saying how like back in the city, you know, like I feel like back in the day they were just like, ooh, let's just do this. And
let's
like
just
there
do
was
shit.
Yeah, exactly.
No regard for human life.
Back in the day, they used to put candles on real Christmas
yes.
trees. And then that's when they were like, oh, maybe we shouldn't put candles with fire on this dry tree in my house. Like who
what a
thought
bunch
that
of dumbasses.
Like who thought that was a good idea?
I don't know. A bunch of dumbasses. Like I said, like these people did not I'm amazed half the time that people even made it that far alive.
Seriously, like I don't and without going too far into a tangent, I remember when I used to produce and do traffic for the conservative news talk morning show in Savannah back in my early career. And that was one of the things that the guy used to always say because he was a conservative. He'd be like, they're trying to do all these regulations. But back when I was a kid, we used to eat lead paint and we wouldn't have seatbelts and I still made it. And I wanted so badly just to step in and be like, well, do you realize the fact that you think that that's okay, maybe there is something wrong with you.
Or by the grace of God, you made it.
Like, you're a lucky bitch.
Like, okay. They had child car seats that were basically metal death traps for children back in the day. Or they just let them fling around in the backseat.
I'm about to say.
Metal, that's why there were so many deaths.
Metal car seats?
Yes.
Imagine how hot that is.
I
just
know.
Just sitting in that.
I know. I mean, there's no AC.
My
like,
brother.
When you first get in the car, I don't even want to sit on my like cloth seat.
Right? And they were sitting in the little children.
Little metal chair.
Metal
and my
chairs.
Brother. Back in the day, my grandmother had like an Oldsmobile with like the big seat, bucket seat in the back, and he fell out of it on the street.
I have a falling out story too. My cousin fell out of the car. It was a Chevy Caprice.
Mm-hmm.
She fell out of that bitch.
I'm just saying. So there were like no rules. No, there was just willy-nilly.
Like, we talked about this at your house when I was drunk on New Year's Day, and I was like, people died a lot, and for some reason, everyone thought that was hilarious. But they did. Back in the day, people died a fucking lot.
Yeah, so basically on New Year's Day, we had people over. We had like a little barbecue because normally when we have Monday off from work, I like to do brunch downtown St. Pete. And then usually around 5 o'clock, we do the Flamingo. And then things just get really crazy from there. But I was like, ain't nobody got money. Like everyone's been traveling. Everyone's been going all out. So I was like, let's just do a barbecue at our house. Girl, it went from noon until I had to kick people out of my house at 10 p.m. I was like, I'm done. Mm-hmm. I literally, because Holly, you left around, what, 8?
9.
9, you left around 9. Literally at 10:01 on my Apple TV, I start playing Closing Time. And I was like, you guys to get the fuck out of my house.
Yeah.
I'm done.
I didn't even want to go up to your house, but everybody's like, we're not done.
You played
we're not
Closing
done.
Time.
Well, because what I did was that we were at the pool in the hot tub in my apartment complex all day and the sunset. And then I was like, well, if I tell people to come up to my apartment, that's usually people will be like, no, that's like a whole like transfer.
That's why I wanted to leave.
Right. And that's what I thought people were going to start leaving. Hell no. They came up to the house and I was like,
they forced
all right.
me.
So then it's fine.
I wanted to just do an Irish exit, just ghost everybody, but then I had to say goodbye, and then you go, why are you leaving?
That's because, Holly, you never come around, and all the gays are always like, why doesn't Holly ever hang out? I'm like, she has a child.
I know, that's the problem. Like, one of your good friends, who I really love as well, he, like, all day long, the drunker he got, he was like, I'm going to say it again. You need to be here more often. And I was like, my child is out of town right now. That's why I'm able to even be here. Like, I can't just take an entire day and be like, bye, kid, I'm going to go get drunk. What? I can't.
I mean,
lot of people do that, Holly. Yeah.
Do they?
Yes, Holly, it's fine. You're a good mother outside of that girl, too.
Wish
honey.
I could, but I would feel saying. Terrible. Like, she'd be at home and my mom's getting frustrated, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm on drink number 5 now. So I just can't do it.
So I have to tell you about the dramatic moment at my Christmas with my family.
Yes.
So my family very much is, what's the word? It's very boring. I mean, it's the same thing every year. Like, you go over to either Uncle David's house or Uncle Philip's house. Everyone always complains because they always say we're going to eat at 2, and then we don't eat till 3:30 or 4, and then everybody bitches and complains underneath their breaths. That happens every single year. And
why doesn't someone plan?
Well, listen, it's just that, like, this is where I will stick up for my Auntie Shirley because she normally does most of the cooking. I'm like, when are the rest of you beeps gonna, like, get your shit and, like, actually do all the cooking? Because nobody brings other food.
Oh, nobody brings
ever,
a dish?
No! No one contributes. It's all Auntie Shirley and Uncle David up in the kitchen all day.
Oh, well, that sucks.
So, I mean, I can understand how, like, you try your hardest to get stuff done. But, I mean... So I prepare, like my mom, she makes breakfast, so I don't go there hungry.
Right.
Everyone else does, so they're sitting around like, oh, bitch, I ain't got stuff done. So everyone's like grumbling. So we eat, and then there are presents that are opened. And then something happened for the first time I've never seen. I saw Uncle David, who is sort of like the patriarch of the family. He's the older brother between my mom's brothers and sisters. And he tells my grandmother, hey, come to the dining room, because everyone's just hanging out in the living room. And I was like, oh, what's about to happen? This looks crazy.
So all the aunts and uncles got
so yeah,
in
so
there.
So he takes her to the dining room, he sits her down, and then he comes up, and then he starts taking each brother and sister, because there are 5 of them. And so each one of them, and like, you know, whispering in a corner, like, hey. And I didn't know what they were saying. And he would just, like, point towards the dining room. And then the brother and sister would walk off into the dining room. And I was like, oh, what is about to happen? did because nobody said anything. Like, nobody was letting us in on what was happening.
Oh, this is so dramatic. I love it.
It's so, of course, after all of the adults are inside, I was like, well, I'm going to just slink over and get some punch so I can hear what the hell is happening right now. So I couldn't hear what was happening, but my mom relayed to me what the conversation was. So apparently my grandmother, she is 81 now, and she had a stroke back in the mid-90s. And so over time, her ability to walk and use her right leg and arm has decreased, and she walks real slow now. Well, she's had this car, her Toyota Corolla, since like 95.
Dear God.
I remember because like when the Olympics came to Atlanta, my grandma was like, ooh, look at me rolling in my new Corolla.
Wow.
And now that bitch is like, it's dead.
Yeah.
It's basically dead. And so apparently she had asked all of the children to chip in to get the car fixed. But apparently, they don't think that my grandmother should drive anymore. And so they chose Christmas to all confront her.
On Christmas,
what? A great gift. Hey, will you guys fix my car for Christmas? No, fuck you, Grandma. You can't drive anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
So apparently, here's how it played out.
Okay.
So everyone looks to Uncle David, the older brother, to sort of lead the speech. And so he's like, you know, we love you and we want what's best and what's safe for you. And all of us think that it's maybe time for you to stop driving. He was like, I can hire a service for you. So like maybe every other day, if you want to go to Walmart or to the store, but there are options that we have instead of you getting in a car because we're just afraid of what might happen. So he says this, and everybody's looking at my grandmother, and my mom said, just without a breath, my grandmother looks at them all and goes, I'll pray about it.
Sorry about you.
I'll pray about it. That was the nicest possible way that she could even say fuck you to everybody.
She's like, I'm going out.
I'll pray about
It'll
it.
It'll be one way or
fuck
another.
Fuck you. I'll pray about it.
My Uncle Tyrone,
did anybody say?
He said he had to walk out because he was laughing so hard.
Oh, my God.
Because, like, what do you say to that?
You can't.
What do you say to, well, I'm going to pray about
it. She shut it down. She said, shut up. I'll pray about it.
I'll pray about it. That's
Why does
it.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. So Grandma walked out. She was like, all right. Then she sat down and was like, what? So I don't know what's going to come of that. I don't know what's going to happen.
If anyone ever steps to me about anything,
mm-hmm.
that is going to be my response.
I'm going to pray about it. I'm going to pray about it. So that was the highlight of Christmas with
fantastic.
My family.
Fantastic.
It was great. And then also, because I want to get into something real quick before we leave. I was really, really, really happy with Christmas this year with my boyfriend, Hot Teacher. I didn't want to brag about it on the air because I don't like bragging about gifts because as a person who, you know, wasn't always able to get because of finances in my family, the best gifts growing up. And so sometimes that can be a little touchy for me, if
mm-hmm.
you will.
Yeah.
It was very nice in a very materialistic way, but it just felt nice. I got a new Apple Watch.
And it looks really sharp, too.
For Christmas from him. And so I was just been like, you know how like when people get the new engagement ring and like they point over to they're like, ooh, the refrigerator's over that way.
They use that hand.
And I've been doing that with my left arm. I'm like,
what's
that
on your wrist, Miguel?
Do you need to know? It's just
wow, that just
I
lit
got.
Up by its, that's That's really cool, Miguel.
Yeah.
Hey. Is that a new Apple Watch?
Here's the craziest thing about, because I didn't know a whole lot about the Apple Watch, which is why I didn't buy it for myself. You can talk to people on your watch.
Like your phone. But like, can you like text things back?
Yeah. Well, you can like scribble, but you can like auto dictate. So I can hold down my phone and say, call Holly O'Connor. And it's going to call you. It says calling Holly O'Connor.
Oh.
It's calling you right now.
Wait.
Wow, that's cool.
I want to just,
my watch calling you.
Hello?
Hey, Holly, what's going on?
Oh my gosh, you're on your phone.
I'm on
my watch.
It's, okay.
That's nice.
So anyway, so I just had to take a moment and say thank you to my boyfriend for that.
I just saw a new band for for those that's coming out. It's got a front-facing camera and a rear-facing camera.
Really?
So you can, like, do that.
You can do pictures on that, too?
Yeah, picture and FaceTime.
Well, that's what's really weird because, like you said, you can't take a picture with this. But what you can do, and I was like, this is so great.
Yeah, you can get the band changed. That's the thing. You don't have to actually replace the watch part.
I saw a guy this weekend who had an Apple Watch that the band was, like, one of those, like leathery-looking...
Like, studded belt?
No, but spikes, rustic looking, and like fancy, but it's like an Apple Watch, and I was like, oh man,
it's really cool.
Classy.
So
I want something.
So look at what's crazy is that I can pull up here like the camera.
Yeah,
and so
it does have a camera,
but
it just has a front camera.
It does it from my phone.
Oh, I see.
So I think it's
what?
So you should be able to. Because it just pulled. Oh, there we go. Oh. Okay. So, do you see?
I see now. Because your phone is. I didn't see you do this. But
so
your
basically,
phone is pointed at me.
It opens up my phone's camera. Mm. So I can creepily put my phone somewhere and be across the
That's
room.
Perfect for you,
girl. I love it. I'm so excited. Like I'm across the studio. My phone
can
is my Holly.
Can you Snapchat from it yet?
I haven't figured that out yet.
It's creepy as fuck.
You can add faces to people through your watch sneakily.
I just took a picture of Holly, and I'm across the room from my phone. Mm. I fucking
God,
love
technology.
It.
I still want to get the Snapchat spectacles.
I
just
know.
Keep,
you, I
just
think you
because.
Should. Then we can all try them, though,
well,
when you get them.
I have to, like, fly to New York to get them. Oh. They don't sell them anywhere else.
No, they don't. Maybe they will. Eventually.
I'm sure. Maybe can you order them on Amazon?
No, you can't.
No.
Oh, you have to go.
You have to go.
You
or
could.
You could find one of their stupid little vending machines that they put like nowhere near you.
Yeah.
No.
You could wait because they're going to pop up in different locations.
They pop up in different locations. Like, yeah. All right. So we need to get to this before we end, Holly.
Yep. Let's go ahead.
Let's tear off the Band-Aid.
Okay.
So you had been talking to... Mr. Shakespeare.
Yes.
You've been talking to Mr. Shakespeare since the summer.
Right.
When you two met on Match.com.
Uh-huh.
You went on a lunch date. Then you didn't hear from him.
Well,
we
tried to hook up, but we never could.
Yeah, it was like, what, 3 dates you all missed over 5 months?
Yeah.
And then finally, what, like a month ago, you all went on a series of like dates, like real quick.
Yeah. We had sort of like been dating, I guess.
Yeah.
For like a month. And then if you'll recall, there was this whole like, are you going to sleep together thing? And then I was supposed to send you a Boom City text and I was supposed to tweet Boom City.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like when it was supposed to go down, the original Boom City, it didn't. So that's why I actually had people tweet me and they're like, where's Boom City?
Oh.
So to address that, like it didn't happen when it was supposed to, but it did eventually happen.
And I will say that Ryan and I did receive a text that said, Boom City.
Yes, I did
with,
actually
like,
text.
What emoji did you put on there, Holly?
Wasn't it like a fire emoji?
Yeah. No, what did I put?
No,
I don't even
you
remember.
Put the face with the big eyes.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I
just
did.
Just staring.
I did.
The like, blank, big-eyed face.
The big eye.
And I was like, what does that mean?
Boom City. What happened was, and it's so hard to talk about on the podcast because he may listen to it and it's got to be really uncomfortable
probably
to hear about this.
So you two aren't basically changing your Facebook statuses to in a relationship?
No.
Because I haven't talked to you, so I don't know the full story. All I know is that you were alone on New Year's Eve at Daya.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to. I was like, this is not the place for me to probe.
Yeah.
So I don't know what happened. Like, why wasn't he there?
To try to make it plain, and even I'm having a hard time explaining it, and I had a very hard time explaining it to him, and like it was really just a shitty situation. There were sort of like all these pieces that lined up, and I was like, he's like has a great personality, like we click on so many levels, we just haven't been intimate yet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of like the one missing piece, like, but it's gonna be fine because we were like, you know, sexy texting and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's all fine. But then I don't want this to make it seem like anything was bad because it was good, but it didn't, I didn't feel the way I thought I should have felt afterward. If that makes any sense.
So what were you expecting? I mean, were you expecting like
I'm
a
expecting
chorus
like,
of angels to sing afterwards? And
no, but I mean, after that whole buildup, and it's been like a lot of stuff that had been building up, there definitely should have been like a deeper emotional connection that was like sort of solidified.
Mm.
And I just did not feel that. And I really had to like sort this through in my head.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I don't feel the way I should feel right now. Like, and there was nothing, there was nothing wrong. Like, it was great. It's just that it wasn't there for me emotionally like it should have been.
I mean, do you think you need to do it more than once in order to see if you feel that sort of connection?
I mean,
did
we did do it more than once.
So we only got one Boom City
text. We got Boom Boom City.
Whoa, boom, boom, bam.
I mean, so I just feel like it's just one of those things where if it's not there, you can't really force it to be there. And I hate this because it's like, I feel like there was so much buildup, and this is just especially like I feel like a huge bitch for even having to talk about this on the podcast, but like I just feel like something is missing, like it wasn't quite locked in like it should have been. And I can't ignore that. I can't ignore how I feel.
Do you think it has anything to do with you still grieving the end of your marriage, possibly, that maybe you're not 100% over it? Maybe
I don't know.
This was like, it was too soon to go down that path?
I don't know. I will say this is the closest that any sort of like serious thing has ever gotten. So maybe,
right.
Like I'm not, I wouldn't just write it off. I wouldn't write that off. So yeah, I don't know. But like, I don't feel the same anymore.
So what happened? Like, why? What was the conversation like? Like, why didn't he come to New Year's? Like, did
well,
you have a face-to-face?
He stayed over, and then the next morning, I had to, like, really be... It was so difficult.
So at that Friday night going into New Year's Eve, he stayed over?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
And then, like, so, like, the next morning, I had to just be really, like... It was tough because I had to say, like, you know, hey, I'm not sure what my feelings are right now. And so he had to go, like, home anyway that day. And then I said I would call him. So then I had to, like, put my thoughts together. And I sort of gave him a much more in-depth version of what I just gave you.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds hard to wrap your head around, but I can't help. I just, there's no better way for me to sort of explain it.
Right.
Other than something is missing there.
Mm.
It's not what it should be.
How did he feel the same way?
As me?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think so.
Mm.
I mean, he was very confused. And right. I was confused, to be quite honest with you, and kind of pissed off because I was like, this is not how I expected myself to feel.
Right.
Like, I don't want to be feeling this right now, but I do, and I need to address it because otherwise I can just pretend like everything's fine.
Right.
And I have done that in the past. I don't want to do that. That's not who I am anymore. I can't just fake it. And so, you know, we had a long conversation. And I didn't know really what to do because then that was New Year's Eve and we were supposed to be going to Daya.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you're still invited, but I don't know. Maybe you don't want to see me or maybe you don't. I don't. On you. And he's like, well, why don't we take a few days and then we'll come back and talk some more about it.
So today is Tuesday and that was Saturday. Have you heard from him since then?
No, he sent me a happy New Year, happy birthday text. But I don't. I mean, I don't know. Like, I have been really considering my feelings and everything over the last few days. It changed much since then. So, really no, it just really sucks because I really like him as a person.
Right.
Mm.
I think it just happens. I mean, that's the process of dating, unfortunately, is that you like someone emotionally, you know, you like them who they are as a person, but there is a special link that happens that has to make it romantic. And sometimes it's just not there and there's nothing you can do. It's just not meant to be because you can be the perfect person on paper. But if that oomph, that special whatever it
and
is
that's thing,
missing.
Like, I thought it was.
Right.
I thought it was there. Like,
right.
By all accounts, I was really excited about
right.
it. And like I said, it wasn't like, a, you know, a bad situation. Like, I was just like, this is fun.
Mm-hmm.
This is great. But I don't feel any type of way about this after the fact.
Right.
I don't know. Ugh. Just, it sucks when this sort of thing happens.
Ryan, as a guy, because I feel like that's a very woman thing to, like, not...
I know, and I feel like most straight guys that may listen to this are probably going, this is bullshit.
Right.
But I can't make it any different.
Because, like, I understand that. Like, I get it. Like, you have to have the emotions behind it. Because I remember when I was with my ex back in the day, and the first few months, like, we would have sex all the time and it was great. And then when something clicked and I realized I didn't like him as a person, I couldn't have sex with him. Like, I was like the typical, I was like, my head hurts.
Oh,
I don't feel good. But I just couldn't emotionally, I couldn't just
couldn't
do it.
Tell him?
Yeah, I couldn't do it. So it took me a minute to do that. So I can understand from Holly's perspective how if that, you know, like, I still respect him as a human being, but I didn't emotionally feel connected to him.
Yeah.
Can
I mean,
you
I think
as a man
anybody,
understand
I think anybody that's been in a situation where they're trying to feel emotional towards somebody else has felt something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you just, like, magically find your significant other when you're, like, 16 and, like, you're together forever, but
yeah.
That's right. Very rare. And I've been in situations where I just didn't really feel the other way, but also did not communicate that.
Right.
So
exactly.
As I get older, I realize it's better to do that. But at that time, you don't know how to handle it.
Right. You don't.
So a lot of people don't communicate because they just don't know how, or they don't know how to describe it.
And
like
they don't
want
to hurt someone. Like, I know that's a hurtful conversation to have.
And they don't know how to, like, gently let somebody down say the right things to make it, you know, sound
right,
confused.
Because you're trying to explain how you're feeling, and even you're confused. And then trying to get someone else to understand that. And also while you're like, I'm probably hurting you really
badly
right now. Or
the other person will just get real pissed off.
Right, and
it depends on who in the situation.
Right,
but.
And can I say, like, during our conversation, he was so great about it. So I think he even if he didn't quite understand it, he appreciated the fact that I was trying to at my best to be open and honest.
Right.
Because I have been through some situations in the past, over the past year, with guys where they literally will just ghost me. I mean, seriously, I could be on a blown off segment. Like, it was shitty.
No,
and it's
true.
A shitty feeling when you text someone and then you don't hear back, and then you're like,
I feel like a lot of that happens on both sides.
Oh, it does.
Not just one sex to the other.
No.
Like, it's equal.
Girls do it too.
And it's happened to me.
Coming at it from a girl's
and
point.
And people just need to be open about it because I'm not going to be mad about it if you just tell me, because you're not wasting my time.
Right. And
I'm not wasting yours. Yeah.
I think that's something that we could all take away from your situation, Holly, is that it pays to be honest with someone when you're not into them, because just not talking to them, that causes more pain and bitterness and resentment.
God, I have
and
dealt with that a lot.
Some people just don't care enough
right.
to even, like, try to get better at doing that.
Because
so.
I remember there was a guy who I'm friends with now, but maybe, like, 3 or 4 years ago, I was really into him. And we hung out for, like, the 2 or 3 weeks during, like, the Christmas period, and I took him to some Christmas parties and whatnot, and I was really thinking, this is going in the right direction right now. And then he just stopped talking to me.
Oh, you got cuffed.
Right.
Yeah, I did. Like,
I forgot about
that. Remember
that? Yes.
And then, like,
it was just a Christmas season?
Yeah, it was during a Christmas season, and then, like, he sort of disappeared. And then, like, we became friends about a year later, and we became really good friends.
We were running in, like, the same circle.
Running the same circles and stuff. And so then, like, a year, maybe 2 years later, after I went through another situation where someone had just rejected me but they weren't honest with me, I called him up and I said, why didn't you like me? And then, like, why didn't you tell me? And he was like, well, one, I saw in you when you were drunk, like, that small insecure Miguel, and I saw that you needed a lot of validation. And he was like, I'm not one to do that. I can't do that. He was like, I knew that I would hurt you in the end, and so that's why I decided to back away. And then I was like, well, why didn't you tell me? And he was like, I don't know. I didn't want to be the bad guy. And I'm like, well, do you realize now it's 2 years later, that I would have respected you so much more if you would have said that to me? Because then I could have been like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I got it. I can compute that.
Newsflash, you're already the bad guy.
Right.
Sorry.
Right.
I'm sorry. Someone's going to have to be the bad guy.
Right.
And, like, you either take responsibility for it and own it. And it has taken me a long time to get to the point where I can, like, be stand up for my own feelings and say, I'm so sorry that I'm about to hurt you, but I have to give you my truth.
Right.
It's the shittiest feeling ever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like taking off a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
You know, and it's going to hurt. It does hurt. And I have been in a reverse situation where someone, like, you know, has hurt me. But, like, I would so much rather you just say, you know what, even if you don't want to get into why,
right.
I'm not feeling this and we can't continue.
Just tell me.
Just let me know instead of leaving me in the dark. Mm-hmm. And then if I have to run into you later.
Oh, that's
God,
so awkward.
Just do it. Just say something. Mm. Say something. Anything. Oh. Say what you need to say.
Oh, come on, John Mayer. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So anyway, I feel still like it's still fresh. I feel really terrible. And I don't, I don't know. I don't want him out of my life totally because I really like him, but that is asking an awful lot.
Yeah,
and that's
have to,
that's on his
I'm about
thing.
To say. So are you going to send him a text or are you going to wait for him to reach out to you? What
is
are you going to do?
What do I do now? I don't know.
I would just wait.
You think?
I think.
Because what was the last message? What was the last communication between
when
you two?
When he sent me Happy New Year, Happy Birthday, and then I sent him a reply, mm-hmm. and that has been it.
That was it?
Yeah.
I mean, you've said what you need to say. thank you, John Mayer.
I mean,
because then any more communication from you is sort of like salt in the wound.
Yeah.
It's like at that point, like he knows where you stand, and now he's got to sort through his feelings and understand, you know, dissect mm-hmm. what you said and how it affects him, and, you know.
Yeah, and if he wants to come back and, like, just be friends, and right. that's his choice, but if he doesn't, then that's...
Yeah,
understandable
and I
too.
Respect that.
Yeah, definitely.
This is Oof. Hard, you guys.
Wow.
So anyway, that's my story. Mm. And I, like, weirdly in the back of my head, like, you know, some days went by and I was like, man, I'm about Twitter. I can't boom city any of that. It did pop into my head briefly because we did talk about it on the podcast. I'm like, we're gonna have to probably talk about it.
Yeah.
So
that's the hard part. About this job,
you can,
is
like,
that,
it's so fun to share the highs,
right?
But then
when the lows,
you
happen.
Can't ignore the lows.
No,
and it is pretty raw.
Wow.
So that's that.
Hashtag boom city failure.
Oh man,
we thought it was going to be a success.
I really wanted it to be.
That's fine. There'll be others for him and for you.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Shakespeare, thank you. Thank you. I never got to meet him, so I don't
Me
even.
Neither.
I know.
We never got to meet him, so it's fine.
Oh, I'm sad.
All right. So, Holly.
Yeah.
What's all your social media?
Radio Holly. You can check me out there.
Holly's single again and back on the... She's back ready to mingle again.
Thrinder.
Yeah, girl. I can download the app for you. I got it pulled up right
now
here.
Don't need Thrinder.
Producer Ryan, what's all your information?
Radio McGib, MCGIB.
My
on everything.
Oh, mine yep. is Miguel Fuller, MIGUELFULLER. And if you would go to iTunes and subscribe to Miguel and Holly Uncensored. And if you would, make sure to rate and comment on it as well. We'd really appreciate it.
And let your friends know that we do a little podcast.
Please do. I want to start like a pledge or a campaign for 2017 for people to listen. Mm-hmm. I have an idea for some yard signs for the show. I'd like
Let's.
To see if we can get pushed through the system of Cox Media Group.
Oh, well, we might have to invest some of our own money for that.
I don't think there's a budget.
We'll see.
I don't know. Yay.
All right. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Want more Miguel and Holly? Listen to past episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored at hot1015tampabay.com, the Hot 101.5 app, or on iTunes.